Welcome to Nightlife, the podcast.
If you were listening last night, you would have heard us taking a trip back to 1967. What a year. It was a brilliant discussion. If you missed it, you can listen back on the ABC Listen app. Now, one of the things that we discovered about 1967 was that it was the year that postcodes arrived in Australia. We didn't have too much time to get into it last night, but tonight we've invited postal historian Richard Brecken to tell us more. Richard was Australia Post historian for many years until he retired a couple of years ago. Hello, Richard. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hello, Suzanne. Thank you.
Do you get many people interested in talking postcodes with you?
When I was working at Australia Post, there was a fair number of inquiries about the subject, yes.
Okay. All right, well, take us back there. Before we had postcodes, how did we do the mail in Australia?
Well, before postcodes were introduced in 1967, mail sorters were highly skilled people who had acquired a very broad knowledge of locations, and these are the names of towns and places and that sort of thing, and in particular, how mail had to be sorted so that it got on the right journey to go to the post office of delivery. And it was quite complex because you couldn't do this in the first sort, the primary sort. There had to be a secondary sort of letter mail to make it more specific, and sometimes even a third and fourth sorting. But with postcodes, in Sydney, at the Redfern Mail Exchange that had been opened in 1965 and was the biggest in Australia, handled most of us, all of New South Wales mail and much of the adjoining states, the mail sorters had an easier job with postcodes because all they had to do was key in the postcode, and that then put it on its right journey. There was only one sorting operation involved.
Right, so it started first then at the Redfern Mail Exchange, did it?
Yes, okay. Specifically because of the electronic equipment. Mm.
So why, Richard? Why do we go for four numbers? I mean, you know, we could have gone for the American zip codes. The English have codes. I mean, why did we say, okay, we're going to have four numbers?
Well, the first number is needed because it identifies the state, and it's interesting that the numbers, the first number corresponds to the radio station call system, which had been introduced in the 1920s, two for New South Wales, three for Victoria, and so on up to seven for Tasmania. The next three numbers identify the location, the physical area that is a postcode area.
So did we decide which place was going to be, you know, 5022 and which was going to be 5061 and so on?
Well, the way the postcodes were allocated in 1967 was to go to the capital city. Starting there, they were the low numbers, and then it moved westward, the western suburbs got the next group of numbers. Then it moved to the north and they got their share of numbers, and then it moved to the east, and then it moved to the south. And so the whole metro area has that pattern in it. And then to provide numbers for the country areas, it was a similar thing, a clockwise type of division of the state. Because the numbers don't have to be for adjoining postcode zones, they don't have to be the next number in the sequence.
Yeah.
They could be any number, really.
Now, I've got Richard Brecken here. He's a former Australia Post historian. Did they leave? I mean, how many postcodes have we got that are unassigned? If they, you know, the suburbs of Melbourne keep expanding, are there some high threes that are still there to take?
I believe there are quite a few numbers that have not been allocated. There's over 7,000 possible postcode numbers, but I don't know the figure. I don't know how.
Yeah, how many are actually left?
Now,
How was it rolled out? I mean, how did people find out what their postcode was going to be, and how well did people embrace the new system?
Well, they found out because they were told by the post office what was going on. When I say told, everybody in Australia, every household and business address in Australia, in July 1967, the month the postcode system started, everybody in Australia got a postcode booklet that had every postcode in Australia at the time listed. There are about 4.5 million of these booklets were mailed out, and they also got a postcard that identified their own postcode.
So you could
so
then start
mail.
Sharing
yeah,
that with I your friends. Gosh. Yeah, a huge
yes.
mail out. Yeah. So apparently 5 weeks after the introduction of the postcodes, the Canberra Times reported a post office spokesperson saying the compliance rate had passed 50%. So 5 weeks in, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
I think they were the post office at the time was happy about that, yes. In fact, I believe it was well over 80% within a year.
Now, I understand that the territories weren't very happy about being lumped in with South Australia. This happened for the poor Northern Territory, ended up in the fives, and the ACT ended up getting the twos. Now, how did that end up changing in 1988?
Well, the reason the Northern Territory had South Australian postcodes in 1967 was that their systems, their mail arrangements were all managed in Adelaide. And so the Northern Territory got postcodes starting with five for South Australia. And there are enough Territorians who complained about being treated as being part of South Australia and did so loudly enough to have some effect. And in 1988, all the postcodes in the Northern Territory were changed to a zero prefix.
So they, wow, zeros. You get zeros in the Territory. Now, did any state or territory get the one?
No, that's used for special purposes. Generally, the one is used for things like special mail promotions that are conducted and for post office box complexes.
Okay, so the one comes out on special occasions, and the Territorians got the zero, but the Canberrans, they didn't get any postcodes of their own, did they?
No, it was a similar situation. The ACT is treated as part of New South Wales for mail handling reasons. And but there was... I think they do have the ACT has a special band of postcodes that start with 2600, between 2600 and I think 2620, and there's another little band from 2900 to I think 2010 that are for Canberrans, but
so they get their own parcel of them, even if they didn't get their own starting number. And then one question before I let you go, Richard, because I understand people do get attached to their particular postcodes, and some people they really want a different postcode, don't they?
Yes, but they've got to be stared down by Australia Post on questions of that nature, because postcodes were introduced and still are a system of efficiently delivering mail, and they were not created for demographic or social status purposes.
So that's why some people try to borrow the neighbouring suburb's postcode, is it?
Yes.
Oh, very interesting. Richard, thank you. We've got a few people with some interesting perspectives on the phones that I want to get to, but thank you for telling us a bit about the introduction of postcodes to Australia in 1967.
That's all right.
Yeah.
By the way, could I just quickly mention one fun fact? The easiest way to remember your postcode is to live in Noosa, because it's 4567.
Congratulations to people who live in Noosa. Thank you so much, Richard. Someone has texted in, they still have their parents' postcode booklet. Look, Watson, I found the postcode is on the cover. That's very cute. Now, Terry in Stirling, tell us your connection here, Terry.
Oh, hello, Suzanne. How good is Richard? I mean, listening to him talk about all of that, I have to say I've been sitting here with my wife having a bit of a giggle because you won't believe it. My grandfather was Alan Holm, who was the Postmaster General in 1966 or 7, when all of these changes took place. And it's sort of a bit of comedic enjoyment for us, because it's a sort of niche background story to our family's history, but I have a direct genealogical connection to this story.
Well, now, how old were you when this was all going on then, Terry?
Oh, I was young. You know, I was only a little baby.
Okay. So you don't remember sort of, you know, interesting postcode talk over dinner to the dinner table?
No, it always just seemed to me to be some surreal conversation. I mean, 1967 is famous for me for that reason, but also John Farnham gave a pretty good song that year about Sadie the Cleaning Lady, and that's all I know about 1967.
There you are. You have a family connection. Now, did your grandfather used to talk about it, you know, in the years later? Was it, at Christmas? Oh, I remember when the postcodes changed. Did you hear a lot about it?
Alan was a quiet man, Suzanne. He was a quiet man. We used to play records a lot, and that's when he used to smile a lot. When Whispering Jack came out, that was also pretty exciting. But we were right into John Farnham as our family. But Alan Holm was a very nice man, and Stirling's postcode's 5152. And every time I get a postcard, I remember the old bastard. He was a nice kid.
Oh, wonderful. All right. And you're in Stirling in the Adelaide Hills. I lived in Aldgate for a while, I think 5145 or 5154. Thanks, Terry. I do have more people. Popular topic, Kevin in Nunda. Hello, Kevin.
G'day. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. What's your connection with this postcode history?
Well, I worked for the post office for a few years, and one of the things, we unfortunately here in Queensland, we weren't blessed with a thing called the Sydney Mail Exchange with its letter-eating machines. So we had to, when postcodes came in, we had to work on the basis that we'd be sorting manually. So they allocated, we got 4,000, 4,000 and 4,000 was Brisbane and the metropolitan area. Then we went down to the Gold Coast, out to Toowoomba, and Toowoomba out through to the Northern Territory border. Then you had the Sunshine Coast. Then you ended up with Rockhampton, going out again through to Winton. And then you went up to Townsville, out to Mount Isa, and then Cairns up to Thursday Island. And so that made it simple for the here in Brisbane. You sort the mail just to the first two digits, and that would go on the train up to Townsville or Rocky or Cairns or wherever, and then in that centre they would then sort it out to their subsidiary offices.
Wow, so it was quite different, a lot more complicated in Queensland then, Kevin.
Well, because we were manual for so long. Mm. The only reason Sydney worked with the letter sorting machine was by bringing in as much mail as they could. As your guest said, it was all of New South Wales plus stuff that was coming in from overseas, and stuff going to the other states, so that you just had to get that volume. Well, by the time machinery got smarter and smaller, well, we already had the system here, and you just went and put in electronics instead of humans to sort the mail.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
There's Kevin in Nunda.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.